golfchannel.com, formerly of the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Randy now working for Golf Channel and writing for golfchannel.com, and we'll discuss the first three rounds of the Quail Hollow Championship, and we will get to that leaderboard right now. It's the Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And the PGA Tour is in Charlotte, North Carolina this week for the Quail Hollow Championship, formerly the Wachovia Championship. And after three rounds of play, Zach Johnson is your leader. Johnson is at 11 under par, 205 after 54 holes. He is two shots ahead of three men tied for second at minus nine, including Lucas Glover, George McNeil, and Tiger Woods. Tiger shot a two under par round of 70 yesterday. He's at nine under overall. A four-way tie for fifth at minus eight, including Sean O'Hare, Bubba Watson, and Retief Goosen. Then you've got five more players, another shot back at seven under par, four shots behind Johnson. Y.E. Yang, the reigning Honda Classic champion, David Toms, Davis Love III, Ross Fisher, and Jason Duffner. But Pat, obviously, after three rounds of play, Zach Johnson is the guy that's getting it done. And, you know, it seems like Zach Johnson plays well at tight courses. And this is, it's not necessarily a shot maker's course like maybe a Harbortown Golf Links is, but there are quite a few tight holes, especially those final three. They're calling it the Green Mile, the stretch of 16, 17, and 18, two par fours sandwiching a par three. And Zach Johnson playing awfully well this week.
Yeah, he played, I caught some of this action yesterday, and I guess on Friday he bogeyed those three holes, and then yesterday I think he went par, birdie, par. So made up a bunch of strokes over the day before and how he played on Friday, those holes on Saturday. And Tiger, consequently, has not been playing those three holes that well and bogeyed after a rain delay, bogeyed 17 and 18 yesterday to get him out of that chair for the lead. So I've always said, Russ, I like it when either the last few holes are really hard or the last hole is relatively easy to give guys a chance, especially if it's like a par five where guys can go for it in two or whatever and really, you know, get an eagle, anywhere from an eagle to a bogey, and that can change, the outcome of an event. But in this case, the last three holes, I think, are ranked 4, 2, and 1 in terms of difficulty. So they're really hard. I like that. I like when guys are coming, trying to win a championship, and the last three holes are going to be playing basically as the three hardest holes on the course. And that's what I think we'll get today.
Final pairing today is Zach Johnson and Lucas Glover. That's your final pairing going off. The second to last pairing will be Tiger Woods and George McNeil. And I took a look at yesterday's pairing of Tiger Woods and Jim Furyk, and I was totally wrong because I thought the exact opposite. I thought Jim Furyk would have been the guy making a move and getting himself near the top of the leaderboard, and instead it was Tiger Woods. Now, Tiger didn't make that big of a move because you mentioned he did bogey the last two holes. So at one point he was at 11 under par, and had he parred in the last two holes, he would have shot 68 and made a big move and probably been holding a share of the lead. But as it is, he shot 70, which was three strokes better than Jim Furyk's 73. Furyk looked so good on Friday, and Tiger and Furyk had played the first three rounds together, and today they, of course, won't play together, so it'll be the first time all week that Tiger and Jim Furyk won't be in the same group. But Furyk shot a 6-under par 66 on Friday, and Tiger's good round of the week was on Thursday when he was the first-round leader, 7-under par 65. Tiger, to me, you know, usually when Tiger's near the top, I want to take him.
Yes.
and predict that he's going to win, but I don't feel it today necessarily. Now, I'm not sure. I'm still undecided what I'm going to go with, and of course, our Palm Beach Kennel Club Fearless Predictions come during the last segment of the show, but I'm not feeling Tiger Woods. It would not surprise me if he wins today, but his game has been so Heckle and Jekyll, you know, Dr. Hyde. Or what
erratic.
Is it? Exactly. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. It's been erratic. He's been all over the place, and he put one good round together on Thursday, but the last 2 days he's been very up and down.
He said on PGA Tour Network that he actually struck the ball very well yesterday and just, you know, made two mistakes with seven irons on 17 and 18 and ended up bogeying those two holes. And like you said, that goes, it's weird how two shots can make that much of a difference psychologically. But like you said, he goes into this round tied with Zach Johnson at 11 under. And of course, you're just going to pick Tiger in that case, because anytime he's tied or at the lead with 54 holes, he wins. But there's enough room. I guess there's a glimmer of hope for other people in the field because Tiger's been just a little off with certain aspects of his game, not just for this tournament, but really since he's come back, that the guys might feel like, hey, you know, we got a shot. And don't forget, this is one of the very few times that Tiger did have a 54-hole lead a few years ago and didn't cash that in a victory, and it happened here at Quail Hollow. So I don't know. It's a weird mix, Russ. If you look at like the top six, seven guys there, you've got major winners in Zach Johnson, Tiger Woods, obviously, Retief Goosen, and you've got guys that are, you know, like Sean O'Hare, Bubba Watson, you know, younger guys that you know, are looking for their first or second win. And then you've got, you know, guys like Brandon Dijon or George McNeil, who, you know, a lot of people really haven't heard of.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know what to expect. There's a ton of guys. I think guys really going all the way down to five under have a chance if they can shoot 65. Yeah. And the nice thing about this course is that that is there. That the guys can shoot 65 on this course, even on a Sunday. Somebody does that and they can get to like 15 under, they might have a chance.
Well, I agree with you because I think Jim Furyk is going to be in the mix later today. He is one of the guys at 6 under par, so he's only 5 shots back. If he can put up another 66 like he did on Friday or a 65 like you mentioned, that gets him to 13 under par, and you never know what happens coming in for the leaders, Zach Johnson and Tiger and Lucas Glover and George McNeil. Now, obviously, a lot of big-time names that did not make it to the weekend, and it's always that case at PGA Tour events week in, week out, but this week, big names that really surprised me. Angel Cabrera missed the cut. They, of course, won the Masters tournament a couple weeks back. Adam Scott missed the cut, and he's had a bad year. And Sergio Garcia also missing the cut. And Sergio, next week, will be defending his Players Championship title. And he is ranked this year on the PGA Tour 163rd in putting. 163rd on the PGA Tour in putting this year. He's uncertain whether he will use his belly putter that was ineffective at the Masters a couple weeks ago, or if he'll use the short putter, the blade, next week at Sawgrass. And he used the short blade putter last year to win the Players. After starting the year ranked second, and he was only a couple points behind Tiger, we were saying if Sergio could have won before Tiger came back, he would have been the number one player in the world. This year so far for Sergio has been very disappointing.
Extremely disappointing because, like you said, to be that bad putting, Russ, and to be still in contention as he is, it shows you how good his ball striking is. So I can't imagine the frustration level with Sergio at this point because he has to know he's getting on a lot of greens in regulation and two putting or maybe even three putting. But what he's not doing is one putting, and that's where you make your money on the PGA Tour, and it's got to be – I can't even fathom the frustration that he's got to be going through because he knows every part of his game is probably right there except the one that's really been cursing him throughout his career. And he's too young, really, to be battling yips or anything like that. So it's just
confidence.
It's confidence. Maybe it's mechanics. I don't know what it is. Sometimes it just comes down to, you know, you can't putt. You can't. It's one of those aspects of the game that, you know, some guys just can't do. And it's unfortunate for Sergio because if that's going to be his legacy, he's going to end up leaving a lot of tournaments out, you know, out there because certainly from tee to green, his game is world class.
He's, you know, as far as ball strikers goes, he's one of the best in the world. Now, Sergio's season, obviously a disappointment. He started the year second. He's still third in the world rankings. Phil Mickelson has jumped him at second, but he is still third in the world rankings. More disappointing is Adam Scott's year. Adam Scott began the season fourth in the world rankings as Phil Mickelson was in fifth. And Adam Scott is now 28th in the world rankings. I never thought I would see Adam Scott out of the top 20 in the world rankings for the next decade. And he has had even a worse year than Sergio has.
There is something going on with him, Russ, and I don't know. I'm not going to put him in the David Duval category yet. You know, I don't know if it's a swing issue or a confidence issue or what, but we've always said with this guy's swing very close to Tiger Woods, you know, taught by Butch Harmon and you know, a lot of similarities, you know, with the swing that he, you know, again, you can't compare everybody to Tiger because Tiger's so far ahead of everybody, but you do expect Adam Scott, he won the Players. You expect him to be in contention at majors. You expect him to win the odd PGA Tour event and then, you know, the odd European event or whatever else he's playing in, you know, win like three or four times a year. And he just hasn't done it.
Right.
And I don't know if I see the fire from him or whatever. I don't know what it is. There's something missing with Adam Scott. And if he doesn't watch himself, he's going to fall into oblivion very quickly and just be one of those guys that, you know, is a decent type player, but just doesn't win anything.
Yep, another missed cut this week for Adam Scott as well as Sergio Garcia. And the reigning master champion, Anjo Cabrera, not making the cut either this weekend in Charlotte. Going into today's final round, Zach Johnson is your leader at 11 under par. A three-way tie for second, Tiger Woods, George McNeil, and Lucas Glover all at minus 9. And that is your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report. Brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Just getting started here on a gorgeous Sunday morning in South Florida, the first Sunday of May. Summer is here.